For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Once upon a time, Memphis was a city of grand movie palaces and neighborhood theaters. That legacy is explored in a new book called Memphis Movie Theaters by local historian Vincent Astor. WKNO's Pierre Kimsey spoke with the author about how the golden age of film shaped the landscape of our city.
Vincent, when do we begin to see the first movie theater in Memphis?
The first full-time movie theater opened in Memphis in 1905, and it was opened by Charles Denstall next to his candy store at Main and Washington.
Now, that seemed to be a popular place for a lot of different movie theaters, but in the final decade of the 19th century, they had Nickelodeons?
Nickelodeons, which means nickel for how much it costs, and Odeon, which is the Greek word for theater. The one image we have of Denstall's from about 1907 has three other nickel theaters in it, right there within two blocks.
What was the biggest movie theater to open in that area?
On North Main?
Yes.
The Palace, which was a combination of vaudeville and movies, but all of the Nickelodeons had some live entertainment because they had to rewind the film.
That's why they used to have singers and vaudeville acts, because they were stalling for time, I guess.
That's right. There were singers and small vaudeville acts and sing-alongs, which could be used with the slide projector while the movie projector was being ready for the next film.
Now, you told me about a theater that was lost in a fire. It was also a vaudeville theater.
Well, on the corner of Main and Beale, in 1890 was built the Grand Opera House, which in 1907 became the first Orpheum Theater. And it burned to the ground in October of 1923. The Orpheum that's standing there now on the same corner was opened to replace it in 1928. 85 years ago.
Right, and the night it burned, a cast member from the movie The Wizard of Oz was on stage.
Burt Lahr was a partner in one of the vaudeville acts that played the Orpheum at that night it burned. There were a lot of people that lost all that had to do with their acts, props, costumes, and everything else, and we don't know whether Burt Lahr was able to save his or not, but he was in Memphis that night.
Tell me a little bit about the Optic. What kind of a theater was that?
The Optic was another Nickelodeon, and it dates back to 1907. Now, this was down on South Main. The three most important things about opening a movie theater are location, location, and location. The Optic was succeeded at the same address, practically, by the Majestic No. 2, then by the Bijou, but the Bijou didn't last very long because right next door to the Bijou, Lowe's State Theater opened in 1920, and it lasted until 1970. Right down from Lowe's State was the Majestic No. 2, which was the Strand. Right across from there was the Majestic No. 1, which is still here as the Majestic Grill. In the next block was the Princess, which was open in 1911 and lasted until the 70s. And then down on Beale was the Orpheum.
The cover of your book struck me because it was a shot of South Main in 1948, and it shows an impressive concentration of theaters right there. At its peak, how many movie theaters were in Shelby County?
50. The picture on the front of the book shows four. Lowe's State on the left, the tiny marquee of the Strand, the tiny marquee of the Princess, and the big vertical sign of the Malco down the block. This is the block between Gayoso and Beale.
Vincent, I have to tell you that the book was fascinating. I read it all in one sitting, and thank you for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.